We the individuals who cause the pollution, we generate the waste. Do we have the right attitude? Are we caring enough? Are we responsible enough to be able to clean after ourselves every day that we generate the waste? That serious manner doesn't really require resources in the sense that you can just pick after the plastic you've dropped or pick after the banana leaves you've dropped and put it in the right place. So that may not necessarily require heavy resources from government. But of course, when you go down the value chain, you need some of that to also be able to provide bins the like of sanitation containers and then going down to the process of hauling the waste and processing the waste and turning to value-added products and so on and so forth. That will ultimately have to come in. But the immediate thing that I like to stress on that you raised is that the President has shown the way by allocating 200 million seeds to it. I'm sure you all see some results in the near future. We did launch a national sanitation campaign, which the President stated clearly the policy direction of the government in terms of what we ought to do. And he emphasized the fact that it's on us to take the lead as individuals, do the right thing. Government will provide the roadmap for us to be able to deliver on that. As to the media support and coming out and being part of it, the launch of the sanitation campaign has gotten the Minister of Information to put together a team. We have the Ghana Independent Broadcast Association all being part of it, as well as other NGOs or civil society organizations. So that we're rolling along so it becomes a consistent exercise that will show up everywhere, nearly every part of the country, on educating the public for them to understand the need for us to save on health costs if we are able to address this matter seriously.
Minister of Sanitation and Water Resources, Joseph Kofi Adda. The editor, Water and Sanitation Times, Patrick Beidou, stressed the need for laws on sanitation to be enforced. He said it is about time the ministry takes the right approach at ensuring proper sanitation and charged the media to be advocates of proper sanitation.
If you don't enforce the bylaws at the district assembly level and the MMDA's level, then we will not be making any headway. It should be a three-pronged approach whereby you provide facilities, you enforce the law, and then you educate the people. Because if you don't do this, and then you say that, okay, it's attitude. That is why laws are made so that, to put people in check. But then that political will is not there. That is my view. Because if you are scared the fact that in the next election you are going to lose, if you begin to crack the whip, then there will be that laxity for people to do whatever they like. It's high time that producers of plastic can come in to say that they are coming on board to help and all that. But you should also look at the sort of problem of menace that they cause to the country. We should not be thinking of the job creation and all that. If it's not there, we can find other means of finding jobs for these companies or people. I think that the polluter pay principle is even there. We are not even enforcing it. The thing is that it starts and it comes back to law enforcement. You understand? We should be able to take the bull by the horn and say that, look, this is the direction in which we want to go. And then the media itself also have a role to play. I think that the media is also relaxing in whatever they are doing now. Now there's over-politicization of the media, over-commercialization of the media. When it even comes to issues of sanitation, the media itself pushes the issues to the corner. The print media itself, they don't really highlight issues that have to do with sanitation. I would urge that GBC, very big platform, you could start something in that direction and bring other media in our way.
Editor, Water and Sanitation Times, Patrick Beidou. The chairman of Drain Safe Advocacy, Isaka Monkute, said the Ministry of Sanitation and Water Resources must coordinate the management of waste with the local government services to ensure MDAs charged with the responsibility of ensuring sanitation have waste management department. Mr. Kute said without tackling the fundamental issues of sanitation, policies formulated would not hold.
The submetros itself is a weak structure under the system. It's very weak because we don't give them funds to operate at the submetro level. They operate with some revenues from some toilets. Meanwhile, they are supposed to superintend over a population of sometimes more than 200,000. So we have a problem there, structural problem. There's a need for us to manage the environment. Now, when we talk about managing the environment, then we have to apply all the tools in management. That is planning, organizing, controlling, decision-making. All organizations, institutions in the country must also start segregation. And after some time, we turn onto households and the municipal waste, like the market and others. Then the district and all the municipal assemblies must have waste management department. The sanitation minister must link up with the local government services to make sure that we have waste department in the district and at the municipal level.
You heard views of panelists on GTV's current affairs program, Talking Points, which discussed challenges with poor sanitation.